Here we are. It's two people in a shed.
Two Jack Bros in a shed.
Two Jack Bros in a shed, just loving each other. Not, I mean, well, ethereally. We're not like physically. We're, you know, because you gotta address stuff like that.
Because
yeah. We're an interracial couple, so it's, if
people we think we love in the shed,
like, you know, we're like having sex while doing the podcast. Like, oh, that's their thing. That's their, you
that's
know,
like thing.
I know there's a freak thing that they do. I know there's something sexually freaky that they have going on as part of who they are. It's probably the podcast sex. Yeah. It's not what we do.
No, just ethereal loving.
Yeah, ethereal, you know.
You know your ethereal love is still grabbing butts and stuff.
Well, we don't grab. See, there you go. You're starting the rumors already. I mean, we don't grab butts during the podcast. During the podcast. The no butt sign comes on.
Yeah.
Yeah, like in other studios, like the red light comes off for on air.
Yeah.
It's like just a, like no butts.
No butts.
No butts. No butt smacking. Yeah, it's, you know, I want to talk about the competition. I just like,
okay, let's talk about it.
Yeah, because it's like oozing.
Oozing.
It's oozing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Ansley was just in another competition, another tournament. Right?
Yes.
It was a pretty contested tournament. There were a lot of people there.
Yeah, there were a lot. 133 teams.
Yeah, that's a lot of teams.
It's a lot of teams.
And our academy came in fourth.
Woo! Yes.
That feels good, right?
Proud of that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Good team.
You had a lot of people showing up and showing out.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
So that felt good. And then, you know, Ansley, what did you want to, how do you want to do this?
I'll tell you about it.
Yeah.
So I had 14 matches.
Oh yeah, that was awesome. It's a lot, by the way.
Yeah.
That's a lot. It's like, those are 5-minute matches of two people, trying to murder each other.
Yeah.
You know, just grappling the hell out of each other.
Yeah.
It's
14 times somebody tried to murder me.
14 times. Wow. What a day.
I only got murdered 4 times.
What a day. That's not bad. If you, like, 10 out, like, 10 and 4?
Yeah.
Like, you, like, somebody tried to murder, you were, like, 14 people tried to murder you.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's not, that's better than most superhero movies. It's a good record.
You know what, though? So, I've been thinking about this. We haven't talked about this. But, like, I had the absolutes in the morning, which are when they combine all the weight classes for your skill level.
For your belt.
And did you know that our no-gi absolute was all belts?
I heard the rumors. I heard people talking about that throughout the tournament.
Yeah. So there was a brown belt that competed that won the absolute.
Yeah.
But if I had just done, you know, like, like we were saying, I did a lot of matches. If I had just stopped after, like say things were reversed and like the absolutes weren't first, or like, you know, whatever. Like, if I had just stopped after my first two divisions, like, I wouldn't have had a very good day.
You wouldn't have?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Your first two divisions, that was the absolutes.
Those were the absolutes,
so
yeah.
So what you're saying is if you stopped after the absolutes.
Yeah. That would not have been a good day.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have stopped then because you would have wanted to compete in your division, right?
Right. Right. I didn't stop then.
Yeah. When did you think that?
Last night?
Yeah. Put more thought into that. it was fun.
So, yeah.
It was a fun day. The family showed out.
Yeah.
Our son, he competed. He medaled.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I didn't get to. So I did get gold in my 2 weight classes.
Yeah.
I didn't get to say it.
Yeah. Put it out there.
Yeah.
Let them know.
Yeah.
All we see is gold. Let's do it. No, it was fun. It was a fun day. Ansley didn't have to grapple any transgenders.
And I didn't get my skull cracked open.
Yeah, that would have been crazy.
Yeah.
After all that talk we did about it.
Yeah.
If somebody would have showed up.
That would have been nuts.
Man.
We did see one human cheat.
What a douchebag.
Yeah, so he competed in blue belt at 210 and under in gi.
Yeah.
And then when he went to no-gi, he competed in 185 and the beginner's level, which is supposed to be for white belts, for beginners.
Yeah.
And he's a blue belt, so he's not a beginner, and he's not that weight class.
Yeah, that was some horse shit.
Yeah. I don't know how he got away with that shit. Like,
Yeah, because he did not. He visibly was not 185. It was ridiculous. Yeah. It was ridiculous. But yeah, he was a douchebag.
But they so wait, they could have combined divisions. Has anybody nobody's thought about that, right? They could have, because they did combine some divisions. Like, there might not have been anybody else. If he was a master, and...
He was no master.
Like, he was an older, competing in the older bracket.
Yeah.
There might not have been other people to grapple against.
That's fair.
I just thought of that.
Okay, well, put more thought into it.
Damn it.
Yeah. No, it was...
So you enjoyed watching your family out there? Because Finn did awesome, too.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. That's the thing, too, man. Like, it just, you know, like a lot, like the people at the gym, sometimes, like, people have told, like, oh, it's hard for me to remember your name. I always think of you as Ansley's husband or Mr. Ansley or what have you.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Like, I don't know what women are complaining about.
You know?
No? No. I don't get it.
You wouldn't be upset if you got mail that said Mr. Ansley Cox?
Well, it would have to be Gant. You know, put some respect on my name. Come on. You know, but no, at the same time, no. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know who I am.
Yeah.
But it's cool. It's like, it's a compliment to me.
Yeah.
You know, like how, like. It's funny because, you know, in saying it, like, it's like for once, like woman, like somebody saying that, like, oh, I always think of you as your husband. It's like, that is a compliment to you.
Yeah.
It's because they know your husband's talent.
Yeah.
And to me, so when I look at it, it's like, you know, yeah, I know how to pick them.
Yeah.
You know, or for most guys in my position, it'd be like, yeah, I know how to trick them into picking me.
And you take pride in that.
I take pride in it. Yeah. It's about me. It's not about you. It's about me.
Okay.
Yeah. No, but it's there. Do you know what I mean? For me, yeah. That's the underlying thing. It's like, you know, yeah, she's with me. Like that person that is so talented that it's hard to even think of, you know, me when you're being presented with me because you knew her talent first.
Yeah.
Me.
I remember in college once when we were going through some of our things, like all the time. It was in college.
Yeah.
And somebody was telling me how awesome they were. And it was a female. And I was just like, shut the fuck up. Like, I didn't want to hear anything about you being cool then.
Oh, wait, somebody was telling you how awesome I was.
Yeah, yeah.
You said how awesome they were. Like, you were like.
How awesome you were.
Yeah, yeah. Because you're awesome, like, I don't know where you went in the universe to say that part of the conversation. Yeah, you. But yeah, somebody, a female was saying how awesome I was.
Yeah.
And it was burning you alive.
Oh, I remember, it made me so angry.
Yeah.
I didn't want to hear anything about it.
Yeah. Like, how do you know how he's awesome? How awesome do you know that he is?
And I was so mad at you at the moment. Like, he's not awesome. Like, don't think he's awesome. I was so mad. Just, you know, a little flashback.
Yeah. You had to go all the way back to college to try to equate. you had to go back over like almost 2 decades to try to try to relate to the situation I'm going through right now. He's like, yeah, I get it. No, it is. It is what it is. It's just funny. Though.
That women get mad about it?
It is. It's weird. You know, like being in the situation, it's like, it's, what are you getting mad about? Like, does everything have to be about you?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? And that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's all it is, you know, women want everything to be about them. They want although the world's turning to turn on women. You didn't read those articles I sent you.
Right. I just saw the one where the person landed a parachute and got kicked by a kangaroo right in the face.
Of course that's the one you watched. That was hilarious.
I didn't even watch it yet. I just read the headline. I liked it.
Oh, yeah. That's what happened. And it's like this GoPro. So he lands. And it's like a cool landing. And you look. So you read the headline.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and immediately gets punched by kangaroo, right? So you're like, he lands and you can see, you're like, immediately, what are they talking about immediately? And then like if you look up in the the right side of the screen.
Yeah.
It's camouflaged with the environment, this kangaroo, yeah. right? So you just see something just like lava lamping towards you, you know, yeah. like really fast. And then all of a sudden, it's just like a kangaroo coming at him.
Yeah.
It just goes in, just like wop, 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 and then leaves.
Do you think he was startled by like somebody parachuting out of the sky? Or do you think he was like, I'm going to go fuck that thing up, whatever that is that just came into my area?
The distance that I had to travel in order to do that?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the, it's probably a little bit of both.
Yeah.
But it's like.
Like, what is that? I'm going to go see if I can punch it.
Yeah. It was like he landed his paraglider, and that kangaroo was like, oh, we'll see about that. It was ridiculous. It was a ridiculous distance that kangaroo traveled to attack that man.
Kangaroo is a weird animal.
It is a weird. Now it's weirder. Yeah. Kangaroo is even weirder to me. Yeah. It's like, you jump out of the sky, they'll get you.
Yeah.
Kangaroos are very strange. Marsupials, they're weird.
They yeah.
Weird yeah. group of animals.
Mm-hmm.
Marsupials. No, so the one article is... it's about this woman, she's a cop, and she's like losing her job because she says cunt too much at work.
Oh, yeah.
And she says cunt and farts too much.
And farts too much?
Yeah, it was part of it.
Is that like, they can, like, is that what they're firing her on? Like a basis
yeah.
of?
Yeah.
Cunt and farts?
And she's not even fighting it. She's like, I didn't know I went over the line. I
apologize. Like, she's like, nobody ever told me to stop.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I think so.
That's,
and she was also
up.
Like, she was also making jokey passes at people. But that's like, so that's what's happening now.
Yeah,
that's what's happening. Like, she's like that. Like, she's a bigger lady.
Of course she is. Right? I like. Yeah. yeah.
We didn't even need to do what she looked like.
Yeah.
You know, like she looks like that.
Yeah.
Like, what you're thinking? She looks like.
Like a lady that would say it. Cunt yeah. and fart a lot. Yeah, in yeah, the exactly. workplace.
And, yeah, in the workplace. Put a badge on it.
Yeah.
So she also was, she said to a younger officer, like a newbie, she goes, how would you like to date a fat, ugly woman?
Yeah.
That's like, or maybe she asked like, how would you like to fuck? I don't know. How would you like to fuck a fat, ugly cunt?
They're like, fire her.
Yeah, get her out of here. Me too. Yeah, but that's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's pretty ridiculous. I mean, that's like her being fired. Like, here's the thing, though. If it was a guy doing the same thing, you have to fire him.
You would.
He's got to go.
So now this is the world saying you want it equal women? Like,
yeah.
We're going to treat you equal? This is what you're asking
equality.
For?
This is it, right?
Yeah.
No and bueno. You,
yeah.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No,
thought you'd be celebrating it.
I don't. It feels cowardly to me.
Yeah.
Tell this woman to her face that she's being an ass.
Right.
Give her a chance to stop being an ass.
Is that on her yearly review, her performance
That's
review?
That's on the reason she lost her job. That's on her termination
yes.
papers.
That, when she has to go to her next job, next interview, she's got to say those are the reasons why.
Yeah,
or she's got to like spin that somehow.
It's just a fart emoji on
yeah.
her. Yeah, no, she's got to spin. Well, I mean, she learned her lesson. She understands now that she was overbearing. She gets
yeah.
it. She didn't.
Do we know that? You feel like this?
I don't know. She seems down to earth. You know, a woman
yeah.
who says cunt and farts, right?
Yeah.
Down to earth.
You'd work with this woman, huh?
Well, I would tell her about the fart and cunt and, you know, well.
But would you have a problem with a woman saying cunt all the
no,
time?
No, I'd have a problem with the farting. You can't do both.
No?
No, because it's like, if you were only farting, but just like using, but not using foul language.
Yeah.
You know. Whatever, it's like, I don't like it. It's like, oh, get out of here, Doris, or whatever her name is. I don't know what it is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're like, cunt, you know, like, just like, oh, it's just like, and now it's gross. You know? You're ruining the fart. You're tainting the fart. I don't know. I just feel like it's just getting absurd, right?
Yeah.
Because you can't even, like, the woman goes and complains to HR because she's, worries that if she says something to him, he will be offended, and then she's like, not necessarily like physically intimate. Like, there's a lot of variables, but that can't be said the other way. You know, if society is what society is, and men are the domineering sex of our society, then it should be easy to tell this woman that her farting has become a problem.
So we're assuming that it was because in police forces it's typically more male. So we're assuming it was like males a were in on pussies. This and they wouldn't say anything pussies. To her.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Like how do you feel? Like do you want that police force coming to help you now?
No, I want the fart cunt. Want, you know what I mean? She'll handle this shit. Like she's not afraid to tell it like it is.
Yeah, she's gonna come with her gun drawn. I like it, Doris. Yes, I'm the one that called over here.
Gun and taser.
Yeah. No, that's like I don't like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And they can't even tell. They can't even tell her to knock it off. Like, and they're gonna go around solve problems around the community.
Yeah, and
I don't like that. Please.
Here's the thing, though: if you open the door for a chance for men to exist in all of the same positions, but also be cowards, they will be cowards.
You think that they will?
Being cowardly is so much more preferable than not, because you get to technically you get to live. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like cowardly, like the coward is the one that lives to see another day, like almost guaranteed.
Yeah.
You know, like I put it to you this way: when the Mongols came, the cowards lived the longest because they fled.
Yeah.
The Mongols got them.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Yeah.
You know, they fled. So they had they lived a little longer.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like it's again, if people are allowed to take the easy way out, they're going to take the easy way out.
Yeah, I don't want to be in a place with a lot of coward men where it's okay to be a coward man.
No, especially like this cowardly.
Yeah.
Like goodness gracious, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like she's like
they're talking about this behind your back for months.
Yeah.
Months. Years, and then what they came up with to do was talk to HR and get her fired.
Or it's like they're doing what men accuse women of doing in this situation, which is they don't like her. They want her gone.
Yeah.
They're trumping up this shit.
Yeah.
And that's cowardly.
Yeah.
Because now that's on the table. So now they can do this.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? That's why. That's why this type of society can't work.
Yeah.
It gets real slippery real fast.
Yeah.
Right? So, I don't like it. Although, real slippery real fast transitions perfectly into another situation where I don't know how it's going to pan out yet, but I'm pretty sure, another cop situation actually, I'm pretty sure they're both going to get fired, right? The man and the woman cop both going to get fired.
I thought you were going to start singing an R. Kelly song.
Which R. Kelly song?
I don't know. I thought you were going to come channel it.
Yeah, I was going to channel R. Kelly and belt out an original.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm like, I'll open up that plane now. It's open universe. If you decide to make me a conduit of an R. Kelly hit, I will be it.
Yeah.
I will be it.
It's like at the jiu-jitsu tournament, they were still jamming to Michael Jackson.
All day long.
Yeah.
It was Michael Jackson. All day. And what was the other song? The other, because it was like Michael Jackson and somebody else. It was like back and forth. But you can't even remember the other person who was also like an icon, a living icon still.
Yeah, I remember you said something about it, but I forget.
Yeah, but you can't even remember it because they were playing Michael Jackson. And it's like, dude, are you tone deaf? Like, what is up with you, jiu-jitsu tournament?
Yeah.
This is crazy. This is crazy. There are kids here, man.
So a slippery situation with some more cops?
So a man and a woman cop, I guess they were in, I don't know if they were in a cop car. I think they were. I think they were on the beat together. Mm-hmm. They were somewhere together. I was doing a lot of throwing my own imagination into it because it was kind of a porn.
Yeah.
Right? But it was like, it was giving me vague information, so I had to like fill in the porn, right?
Okay, so this may be your porn. This may be the story.
Well, I'll give you the facts. I'll let you create the porn.
Own porn, okay.
Ready? Okay, so here are the facts.
Can I have a song?
Well, I don't know yet. We'll see. So there's a sergeant, the man, and not a subordinate, so to speak, but like not somebody ranked as high. You know, and they're together. They have to be for this to even occur. She takes her body cam. They turn their body cams off.
Yeah.
she tries to stuff her body cam in her vest.
Yeah.
When she does that, it turns it on.
Yeah.
So now the body cam's on. Yeah. The body cam caught her perform. This is just the facts of the story. Caught her performing a sex act on him.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, the two of them discussing said sex act.
Yeah.
Create the porn. All right. So, interior. Oh, well, no. Where are we at? Daytime, nighttime. Daytime or nighttime? Where are we at?
Daytime.
Daytime. Okay. Right? Makes it more scandalous, right?
Yeah.
I had it daytime, too.
Yeah.
20 years. Almost 20 years. We are, you know, don't be afraid for us to be disconnected. All right. So where are they, outside or inside?
Oh, I thought they were in their police car.
You're going with police car? You can go. Like, you were creating the scene. There was no direct reference to a police car. When I created my own porn, that's where I put them.
Oh, they were in the police car.
All right, police car. So, yeah. Okay, here we go. So, day, exterior or interior, police car.
Yeah.
Sergeant says to, right, because you got to get to the blowjob.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I don't think this is their first time, right? I imagine this is like, I don't know, in my mind, they drive off on patrol together all the time, park somewhere, do some deeds, and then come back.
See, that's where men and women differ, right? Because mine, this was the first time.
Ah.
Yours, it was a relationship.
Why are you going to say it like that?
Goodness gracious, you tainted the porn. They like keep like in your porn.
He brought her flowers.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like in the trunk where the shotgun should be is a picnic basket and a blanket that they use. It's no, none of that stuff. None of that stuff in my porn. Not even.
Is there music playing in your porn?
In my porn, no, just the scanner. just to listen to the crime. Yeah, it's now, mine was very like, you want to suck this dick, officer? And she's like, copy that. That was it. That's my porn.
That's it.
That's my porn.
Yeah. Game on.
Yeah, it's not much, you know? It's like.
You are a pretty no-frills kind of guy.
Yeah. Although, I will say, if I was going to have it be something that developed over time, like yours,
yeah,
it would still be kind of that. It would just develop from one, like, immediate to a sex act to another. Because, like, you would have to, like, because that gets a little risky, right? Like, turning your body cams off, stuffing it in the vest. So, at first, they have to do something where they don't have to turn their body cams off. So, probably a lot of hand jobs at first, right? You know, both, like, turn the other way, kind of, like,
yeah.
She, like, reaches behind her. Gives her hand, you know, like a very like, you know, how you doing over there, partner? shots fired. You know, and then it was like, you know, I care about you.
Wait, but they have to get fired for this? Why can't they have? Exactly. Well, you're doing sex on the job. I guess you can't do sex on the job.
Well, but I don't think it was.
But
on
it's consensual.
The job because
you
can't just turn your body cam off during hours, right?
But do you just have your body cam on all when you're not working? See,
that's why I had him in the car, because they were coming back from their shift.
Yeah.
They were in transition, shift over, body cams off.
Yeah.
I'm going to stuff it in my vest because the last time he came on it. And I had to clean it. We had to stop at a CVS to get, I had to Google how to clean cum off of a body cam. Well, GoPro is probably what you're looking up just to, you know, but I don't think they should. That's what I'm saying. Like, where we should be in society is, are they good cops?
Yeah.
If they're good cops, what's the issue?
Just a little love.
Yeah, it's just like be more careful with your body cam.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Wait, so, and like, think about the person that, like, so their body cam's connected. So somebody that was sitting back monitoring this could watch this live?
No. Well, see, they think what happened is that the person, there's like a quality control. Somebody has to watch all the body cam footage throughout the shift.
Yeah.
So it was that. It was the guy that had the quality control guy. He got the actual porn.
Yeah.
You know, he was.
Yeah. So this probably was the first time that. Oh, no, because it's just a body cam thing. So it's,
yeah, it was a mistake.
It was a mistake. Huh.
Yeah.
And then he took it. Like, how did he make it go viral?
No, the video is not viral. You want to see the video. Look at you. He's like, I want to see the porn. All right. All right. We played the game. We made the porn. Let's watch the porn. No.
It's just the story.
It's just, yeah. It's just scandal. The they didn't put the, I mean, I'm pretty sure at some point the footage is going to come out because, you know, even like shit about aliens gets declassified by the government. You can't you can't keep shit secret forever. No. That's not legal somehow, right?
Yeah.
So it's got that porn has to come out.
All right, let me know so we can watch it.
Right behind
you. What if this is the same police station with Farty Cunty doors?
Farty McCunter? Yeah, that would be hilarious. I just think it's an attack on women. I think that's the slow turn.
Well, so is that going to bring us back to, like, was that going to write us? Like, we're going to attack women to a point where women are like, whoa, what the fuck? No, we don't want this.
No, women are going to start feeling attacked, and then they're going to get more. I think, to a large degree, the feminist movement is asking for more than just equality. They're asking for, like, advantages.
Ooh, that seems scandalous that you said
that. Is it scandalous?
I think so. Is that heavy?
Am I saying, I didn't say women.
Yeah.
Did you hear
women? You heard feminists.
No. You heard the feminist movement, right?
The feminist movement.
Feminist movement. They're not asking for equality. They're asking to be, like, coddled almost. They're asking for, like, government-sanctioned coddling is what I believe. And that's why I think, I don't think society, like, ain't, like, back in the day, like hundreds of years ago, I don't think they just got to smacking women. I don't think it was just like we just smack women now. I think that was something that developed over time.
You think we're heading back there?
We're heading back there. I'm worried. I'm worried about it. I'm very worried about it. Because we're going to get to a point where it's going to be like, because first it's going to be like, you can smack anybody's woman. And then it's like, well, you can only smack your own woman. To be fair.
We're not going to start smacking women. This is not happening. It's not happening.
It's coming.
It's not happening.
I'm telling you.
It's not happening.
It's like we're not going to start smacking women because we're good people.
Yeah.
Right? Women are going to be getting smacked in the street.
I don't know. We can't live in a world where people smack women.
Well, but we live in a world where people snap. Right?
Yeah.
And it's like, so already we have a whole entire police forces coming together to get Doris fired for saying, you know, for cutting and farting around, right?
Yeah.
In the most pussy way. We're like, so those are cowards.
Yeah.
Right?
You think they would smack Doris?
I think if they turned their body cam footage off, their body cam off, and I think they'd give.
What would Doris have to do to get smacked? Like, how's a woman going to get herself smacked?
Well, I think after Doris's most recent experience, she's like really sensitive to the line, you know? So I think Doris is safe.
Doris is safe
in the impending smackpocalypse. Is smackpocalypse or slappocalypse?
Smack.
Smack? Smackpocalypse? All right.
It's harder to say though.
It is harder to say, but it's more fun to hear, right?
Yes.
Smackpocalypse?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, I think Doris is safe, but I think it starts off I almost said it starts off noble.
No, the woman smacking.
The woman smacking starts off with a noble pursuit, right? We're just smacking the women that are saying the crazy shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But then it's this subjective thing where you get to decide, the smacker gets to decide whether or not the woman's saying crazy shit. So that's what
you think the world's going to reunite itself on women saying crazy shit. You think women are going to go so far with the crazy shit that they're saying that the world is going to come together. Like, we haven't been able to come together on anything, but we're going to hear this and be like, that is batshit crazy. That woman needs smacked.
No. Okay. So here's what I think we're going to come together on. I think what the world is going to come together on with the direction that I feel like it's going, it's justified violent consequences towards subjective slights.
No.
That's already where we are. Like, I mean, it's to a certain degree, people are validating attacking people in Make America Great Again hats.
Not women, though.
Women are doing it.
Women are not getting attacked.
But women are attacking.
Women are not. What have women done?
Women are snatching hats off of people, harassing men on trains. I watched the videos.
I know you do.
Yeah, I follow the hashtag.
Which hashtag?
I'm not telling
that?
You what it is. It's a secret hashtag. Yeah. I don't want you to control my hashtag. Get out of my hashtag, woman. Yeah. So it's. I just think it's.
And so you think one of these women that snatches a MAGA hat and starts saying things is going to get smacked, and the world's going to be like, yeah, she kind of had it coming.
Yeah, because I'll put it to you this way. You remember the guy. The bus driver, you going to jail now, and like hit that woman with the uppercut.
Yeah, why did he hit her though?
Because she was hitting him.
Oh, yeah.
And then he stood up and was like, you going to jail now. And then hit her with like a Ken and Ryu uppercut from Street Fighter. It was just like,
Tadish! Yeah.
And yeah, I don't even know if he put her out, but it was like skull. It was like bone on skull.
Yeah.
He cracked her skull. He transgender cracked her skull.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It was, man. But do you remember how we responded to that? As a society, right? You barely remember it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What would happen if that happened right now?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think it would be crazy.
You think it would be crazy?
I think it would be crazy. I think we'd know that man's family. You know what I mean? It would be like, this whole thing about how women get attacked and how society doesn't care about black women and look how society treats black women and blah, 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 blah. It's like disregarding completely what she did.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But that's, I think, where we will be, right? And so I think what happens is when you notice that we're back to, you're going to jail now, like videos of women getting punched and people being like, oh, she had it coming.
Yeah.
That's when you'll be like, oh, shit, Sydney's right. Society's swinging. I don't like it. Because right now, like if there's video of a woman getting hit like that, that's the new video. That's the new meme of the movement.
You think that's what people are going to rally behind? Like that, as a violence towards women, like look what's happening to women.
No. I don't think, again, I don't know why you keep trying to make it like there's people going to have like flags. Like people are going to
They're
going to
have a march.
With,
that's
like,
what we do nowadays. We march.
Just like signs that.
Women's march.
Well, first of all, you'll be protected. You're not going to be getting smacked in the street.
I know.
Yeah, I'm going to keep you safe.
You're going to keep me safe.
Yeah. Maybe some other people. I don't know. Like help people get from place to place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be like an app, not just like the app you use to help blind people. Like women will need that to get like to and from their car. Uh-huh. Like I'm going outside. I don't want to get smacked. Can you please come escort me?
Yeah. It's the underground hoe road.
Yeah.
I like it. Brand it. Make the app. Underground hoe road. Get them from point A to point B. It's yeah, it's like, but you got to be quiet during the escort.
Yeah.
You don't want to say something to get popped by your escort. Or do you have to like make sure like certified that they're like certified not smackers?
Yeah, you'd have to have some sort of screening process.
Yeah.
Yeah, not just anybody can come escort. Like
No, and it can't be other women. We're just all getting smacked out here. We've created a frenzy. No, I don't know. I was saying it in jest. I don't think that society is actually going to start smacking women. But I think we are going to start telling them to go sit in the fucking corner. Shut the fuck up and go sit over there, would you? Because right now we can't even tell them to shut. We can't tell a woman with a bad idea she's being stupid right now.
Yeah.
You know, we can barely tell him. We can't tell a man, because that's part of the equality. We also can't tell a man with a bad idea that he's being stupid.
But we can, can't we?
I don't think so.
We can still tell a man.
I don't think so. I think he'll be like, the way I felt when you said that I had a bad idea, and people will be like, you know, yes.
We should always be able to tell people when they have a bad idea.
We should, right?
Yeah.
We should. And it's whatever, whatever, whatever. We said we were going to pop a short one, right?
Yeah.
Let's just, you ready to call it now?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I feel good about that. Man, I don't hate women.
Are you sure? Are you trying to convince us? You like them in your porns, huh?
Well, I'm just warning people. You can't be acting this way. It's
well, you
not
were like,
good.
What? Why are you giving a warning to all women? Like, we're not all, like, you're making it feel like you're, like, giving it to women. Like,
because I feel like women are at the forefront of a lot of these social justice movements. That was a good answer. You got to admit that was a good answer, right? That's why.
Yeah.
Right? That's pretty accurate, right?
Yeah. Well, maybe, you know, there's a little bit of, like, a little bit of like, we all know the government's controlled by people that have power, and like those power groups are filled with men. It's a little bit, people are a little sick
not
of some
anymore.
Shit.
It's sad. It's really sad.
It's really sad.
Yeah. So sad. sad. All right. So, we had a good time. We had fun. I enjoyed it. Ansley got her victory speech out there. Did you get your victory speech?
No, I don't know. I went in it all shy and weird, and it didn't come out
so
as...
Yeah, you were choking women this past weekend. Why are you being bashful now?
I don't know.
Well, I know. I mean, I know, I get it. You want to be humble.
Humble, yeah.
You know, because those women went out there, and they put their skills on the line just like you did.
Yeah.
And you experienced losses that day, so you know that any one of those 10 wins could have been, could have been you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, but, I mean, you're not trying to embarrass anybody.
No. Yeah. It was an amazing experience. It was, you know, like I told you afterwards, it felt like it was a deep meditation. Cause like you come back after that and it was like even matches that I won by a lot, like the whole time, there's so much adrenaline and it's like, I'm about to die. Even when like, even if I had a lot more points than the other person, like I still felt like I was about to lose at every moment because they pop up a submission, you're done. It's over. You know what I mean? So like, So it's so intense that when you're done, it's like you don't like your brain's not racing. It's like you're just kind of like in the moment and it's just kind of like, whoo, like this is life. Like, you know, like you can't like all those things that get you stressed out that you're like worried about all day. Like, gone. It's like you just survived.
You went out there and experienced life, huh?
I did. Yeah. Yeah. I'm a new person.
Yeah.
You'll get to know me.
Yeah, this is the new you, all bashful and weird.
Yeah, I guess not that different. But.
Yeah, not that different, but you know. 10 wins more, though. 10 more wins, though. 10 more wins. Still weird. Still weird. Yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm good. We're going to do another one real soon. I apologize for anybody. The reason why we didn't do one more recently is because Ansley had the tournament.
Yeah.
She was wiped out that day. That's the day we normally record. The next day, she was still pretty. Still pretty wiped. So, you know, then the week hits, and we have 3 kids, and none of you know how that is.
Because if you did, you wouldn't have time to listen to this.
Didn't listen.
So.
Are you listening to this? How are you listening to this? Are you in your shed? All right. Thank you. Subscribe, share, whatever. Thank you. We love you all. Thank you. Goodbye.